I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 in Nashville Public Radio. Our guest artists today are cellist Kevin Bate and pianist Megan Gale.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Nice to have you both here. We're looking forward to hearing music by David Pauper and Gaspar Casado. Kevin is the assistant principal cellist of the National Symphony Orchestra. He's in his second season with the orchestra, and glad to hear that he's settling into Nashville nicely, and we'll be here for a while. Megan is at the Blair School of Music. So Kevin introduced this music by David Pauper, who was born in Bohemia in 1843, lived in 1913, a very prominent cellist and composer and teacher, I suppose, as well.
That's right. He was a very prominent teacher. He taught in Budapest at what is now the Liszt Conservatory. It wasn't named that back then because Liszt was a little bit later than Pauper. But this first piece that I'm going to play, that we're going to play, is Wie einst in schönen Tagen, and that means like it was before in fairer days. And this one he dedicated to, he said, to the memory of my unforgettable parents. So this piece was maybe dear to him. It is not played as much as the other pieces that I'll be playing later, but I think it's a very beautiful piece, and I hope you enjoy.
Very lovely song-like short piece by David Pauper, roughly translated in English from the German. as in perhaps a fairer time or fairer days.
Yes.
That was cellist Kevin Bate, live in Studio C with Megan Gale as well. Megan playing piano today with Kevin. A lovely piece, maybe a tinge of European melancholy in there.
That's, yeah, definitely. I mean, it fits perfectly for, it seems like the piece is all going on in the past in his memory. Mm-hmm. And so it's very appropriately titled, and I'm sure he loved that piece, and you can, it kind of comes through.
We're going to hear more Popper later on, but let me throw this curveball at you. Before the program, while we were talking, you mentioned that you studied with a cellist who studied with someone who studied with Popper. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So you're the third generation from Popper himself.
That's true. My teacher, Janos Starker, studied with one of Popper's students at the Liszt Conservatory in Budapest. And so a lot of the traditions passed on, I at least would like to believe, come sort of directly from Popper.
Very lovely. Well, on to Spain for our next composer, a composer I frankly have never heard of before, Gaspar Casado, Cassado. What about this Spanish composer and cellist?
He was also another cellist composer. That's kind of the theme of the day, cellist composers. And he was Spanish. He did, he studied with Pablo Casals, very famous cellist. And he was pretty prolific, along with Popper, both of them. And this piece, Toccata, which supposedly is a transcription from Frescobaldi, but later scholars have kind of discovered that that may not be the case. He probably wrote this all himself, which is kind of a similar thing happened with Fritz Kreisler, where Fritz Kreisler said something was a transcription of Bach, but actually totally composed by himself, kind of like a publicity stunt sort of thing. But Casado never admitted that this wasn't all by him, but they can't find the original, and the composition style is different than Frescobaldi's. So basically, he wrote it himself.
Pretty clear that he wrote this toccata.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, this is Toccata by Gaspar Casado. Thank you. Toccata by Gaspar Casado, Spanish cellist and composer, 1897 to 1966. His dates, played live in Studio C by cellist Kevin Bate and pianist Megan Gale. Another lively piece. It's a nice piece, but not by Frescobaldi, clearly.
Yes.
Thanks for bringing that one today. I never heard that piece, so it's good to hear this music of Casado. Well, more music by David Popper to close out the program today.
Yes, here's another one of his more famous works. This is his Hungarian Rhapsody, which is very often played today. It's very kind of gypsy-like rhapsodic music. You can really hear its roots. And yeah, it's a beautiful piece. And this is one of the many pieces about this link that Popper has written. This one is played a lot today. And one other interesting thing about Popper is he's probably most famous for his 40 etudes written for cellist that basically every cellist has to go through at one point in time and play in order to become professional level cellist. There are 40 different etudes that highlight different parts of technique. So it's called the High School of Cello Playing. That's the translation of that work. That's his most famous one. But this is another piece by David Popper. Thank you.
Hungarian Rhapsody by David Popper. If that's a good example of his exciting music, we need to hear more of Popper's cello music. David Popper wrote that. It was played live in Studio C by Kevin Bates with Megan Gale at piano. Bring more Popper sometime. This is amazing music. And apparently he was a real cornerstone of the study of the cello. If he wrote the etudes you were talking about.
Yes. Yeah, there are a lot more wonderful pieces. So yeah. A lot of these level, like, short little pieces, but they're all wonderful.
That's great. Well, Kevin Bate, thank you for playing.
Thank you so much.
For us today, and Megan as well.
Thank you, Megan.
Well done. I'm Will Griffin. Up next week, more music for cello and piano with, I beg your pardon, with Felix Wong from the Blair School of Music. He'll be here with pianist Heather Connor to preview their upcoming recital. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for their support of Live in Studio C on Classical 91.1.